三，奉贤区2016年高三英语二模试卷。1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Madam, there's a bus for the supermarket each hour. The first bus leaves at 7 o'clock. On the weekends, it leaves at 7:30.
Then I'd like to catch the second bus on Saturday.
Question. When will the woman get on the bus on Saturday?
2. Unless there is a fault with the product, I can't give you your money back.
The fault is, it's rubbish. There's not a good song on there.
Question. What's the most probable relationship between the two speakers? 3. I can't seem to reach the tea at the back of the cupboard.
Oh, why don't you use the ladder? You might strain your shoulder.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? 4. Since it's raining so hard, let's go and see the new exhibits.
That's a good idea. Mary Johnson is one of my favorite painters.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?5. It must have taken you a long time to fix up all these bookshelves.
It wasn't too bad. I got Doris to do some of them.
Question. What does the man mean? 6. I can't make up my mind which car to buy. Help me decide.
Personally, I like that green one, but I think you prefer the blue one. I don't want to influence you.You'll have to make up your own mind.
Question. What's the woman's favorite color? 7. Rod, I hear you'll be leaving at the end of this month. Is it true?
Yeah, I've been offered a much better position with another firm. I'd be a fool to turn it down.
Question. Why is the man quitting his job?8. What about going for a bike ride? It stopped raining half an hour ago.
But the road might still be wet.
Question. What does the man mean? 9. You've already furnished your apartment?
I found some used furniture that was dirt cheap.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?10. Excuse me, can you tell me where I can get a snack near here, please?
Certainly. At Joe's Snack Bar. That is the nearest. It is down the street on the left next to a cinema.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages.And you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage you have just heard.
In 1977, a dead author of detective stories saved the life of a 19-month-old baby in a most unusual way. The author was Agatha Christie, one of the most successful writers of detective stories in the world. In June that year, a baby girl became seriously ill in Qatar near Saudi Arabia. Doctors were unable to find the cause of her illness with confidence. so she was sent to a big hospital in London where specialist help was available. A team of doctors hurried to examine the baby only to discover that they, too, were unable to explain the very unusual disease. Just then, a nurse asked to speak to them. "Excuse me," said the nurse, "but I think the baby is suffering from thallium poisoning." "What makes you think that?" Dr. Brown asked. "Thallium poisoning is extremely rare." "I read a detective novel by Agatha Christie a few days ago," the nurse explained. "And in the book, somebody uses thallium poison, and all the symptoms are described. They are exactly the same as the baby's." The test showed that the baby had indeed been poisoned by thallium, a rare metallic substance used in making glass. Once they knew the cause of illness, the doctors were able to give the baby the correct treatment. She soon recovered and was sent back home.
Now listen again, please.
In 1977, a dead author of detective stories saved the life of a 19-month-old baby in a most unusual way. The author was Agatha Christie, one of the most successful writers of detective stories in the world. In June that year, a baby girl became seriously ill in Qatar near Saudi Arabia. Doctors were unable to find the cause of her illness with confidence, so she was sent to a big hospital in London, where specialist help was available. A team of doctors hurried to examine the baby only to discover that they, too, were unable to explain the very unusual disease. Just then, a nurse asked to speak to them. "Excuse me," said the nurse, "but I think the baby is suffering from thallium poisoning." "What makes you think that?" Dr. Brown asked. "Thallium poisoning is extremely rare." "I read a detective novel by Agatha Christie a few days ago," the nurse explained. "And in the book, somebody uses thallium poison, and all the symptoms are described. They are exactly the same as the baby's." The test showed that the baby had indeed been poisoned by thallium, a rare metallic substance used in making glass. Once they knew the cause of illness, the doctors were able to give the baby the correct treatment. She soon recovered and was sent back home.
Questions. 11. Why was the baby sent to London?
Twelve. Who first suggested the correct cause of the baby's illness?
Thirteen. What is thallium?
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the following passage you have just heard.
Most American college students need to be efficient readers. This is necessary because full-time students probably have to read several hundred pages every week. They don't have time to read a chapter three or four times. They need to obtain as much information as possible from the first or second reading. An extraordinarily important study skill is knowing how to mark a book. Students mark the main ideas and important details with a pen or pencil, yellow or blue or orange. Some students mark new vocabulary in a different color. Most students write questions or short notes in the margins. Marking a book is a useful skill, but it's important to do it right. First, read a chapter with one pen in your hand and others next to you on the desk. Second, read a whole paragraph before you mark anything. Don't mark too much. Usually, you will mark about 10% of a passage. Third, decide on your own system for marking. For example, maybe you will mark main ideas in yellow, important details in blue, and new words in orange. Maybe you'll put question marks in the margin when you don't understand something. And before an exam, instead, you just need to review your marks, and you can save a lot of time.
Now listen again, please.
Most American college students need to be efficient readers. This is necessary because full-time students probably have to read several hundred pages every week. They don't have time to read a chapter three or four times. They need to obtain as much information as possible from the first or second reading. An extraordinarily important study skill is knowing how to mark a book. Students mark the main ideas and important details with a pen or pencil, yellow or blue or orange. Some students mark new vocabulary in a different color. Most students write questions or short notes in the margins. Marking a book is a useful skill, but it's important to do it right. First, read a chapter with one pen in your hand and others next to you on the desk. Second, read a whole paragraph before you mark anything. Don't mark too much. Usually, you will mark about 10% of a passage. Third, decide on your own system for marking. For example, maybe you will mark main ideas in yellow, important details in blue, and new words in orange. Maybe you'll put question marks in the margin when you don't understand something. And before an exam, instead, you just need to review your marks, and you can save a lot of time.
Questions. 14. What should American college students do to cope with their heavy reading assignments?
What suggestion does the speaker give about marking a textbook?
16. How should students prepare for an exam according to the speaker?
16. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Good morning. I'm calling about the job that was in the paper last night.
Could you please tell me your name?
Candida Fawcett.
Well, could you tell me something about yourself?
Yes, I'm 23. I've been working in Geneva.
Oh, what were you doing there?
Secretarial work.
Do you have any special reason for wanting to come back?
I thought it would be nice to be near the family.
I see. And how do you see yourself developing in this job?
Well, I'm ambitious. I do hope that my career as a secretary will qualify me as a manager in your company.
I see. You have foreign languages?
French and Italian.
I think the best thing for you to do is to send a written application.
Could you arrange an interview for me right now?
I'm afraid not. You must wait until we get all the written forms of the application, and then we'll make the decision.
Oh, I see.
I look forward to receiving your written application.
Oh, yes, certainly.
Bye.
Now listen again, please. Good morning. I'm calling about the job that was in the paper last night.
Could you please tell me your name?
Candida Fawcett.
Well, could you tell me something about yourself?
Yes, I'm 23. I've been working in Geneva.
Oh, what were you doing there?
Secretarial work.
Do you have any special reason for wanting to come back?
I thought it would be nice to be near the family.
I see. And how do you see yourself developing in this job?
Well, I'm ambitious. I do hope that my career as a secretary will qualify me as a manager in your company.
I see. You have foreign languages?
French and Italian.
I think the best thing for you to do is to send a written application.
Could you arrange an interview for me right now?
I'm afraid not. You must wait until we get all the written forms of the application, and then we'll make the decision.
Oh, I see.
I look forward to receiving your written application.
Oh, yes, certainly.
Bye.
Complete the form. Write one word for each answer. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation.
Hello.
Hello, Carl. It's Kate Target here.
Kate, how have you been?
Great. Actually, I've just been offered a job as news announcer at KGN, and I wanted to ask you a few questions.
That's wonderful. What do you want to know?
Well, what's it like to be a news announcer at a big station like that?
Well, you know, there are good points and bad points. Announcers are very well paid.
Yeah, the salary is a lot higher. But tell me some of the bad points.
Well, stress is one. Being an announcer is a really high-stress job.
And I guess the working hours are pretty long.
That's for sure. But you'd get to travel a lot. I know you love to travel.
I sure do. And also, I'd get to view some pretty important people. That would definitely be a plus.
Yeah, it would be. One other thing. As an announcer, you just have to be very confident and aggressive. The competition is tough. Everyone will be competing with you to get your job.
Well, thanks, Carl. You helped me a lot.
Now listen again, please. Hello?
Hello, Carl. It's Kate Target here.
Kate, how have you been?
Great. Actually, I've just been offered a job as news announcer at KGN, and I wanted to ask you a few questions.
That's wonderful. What do you want to know?
Well, what's it like to be a news announcer at a big station like that?
Well, you know, there are good points and bad points. Announcers are very well paid.
Yeah, the salary is a lot higher. But tell me some of the bad points.
Well, stress is one. Being an announcer is a really high-stress job.
And I guess the working hours are pretty long.
That's for sure. But you'd get to travel a lot. I know you love to travel.
I sure do. And also, I'd get to view some pretty important people. That would definitely be a plus.
Yeah, it would be. One other thing. As an announcer, you just have to be very confident and aggressive. The competition is tough. Everyone will be competing with you to get your job.
Well, thanks, Carl. You helped me a lot.
Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer. That's the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。